Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Toni Ann, and joining me today, I've got Ariette. Say hey, Ariette.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. We've got a bunch of news to talk about since we've kind of not done a recap in a minute before we jump into our normal headlines. So unfortunately, it's not all good news. First things first, Soap Opera Digest is ending as a weekly publication. The last issue that came out, dated November 13th, is actually going to be their final issue. They are now going to pivot to online content with maybe four special issues being printed a year. Were you surprised? Are you sad? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's an end of it's the end of an era. I'm pretty sure Soap Digest has been around, like, if not, I'm not mistaken, the 90s,
Way before, I
way
think
before.
it in an article I read, I think they said 1975.
Soap Digest, isn't it Soap Week, Soap Opera Weekly that was around since then?
I'm pretty sure that in an article I read, it said 1975. I could be wrong though.
Yeah, either way,
I am
end of
going
an
to look
era.
this up while we are talking.
I'm not really surprised because I used to like Soap Opera Digest. I haven't read it in a while. I don't look for the spoilers and stuff like that, but it's a source. Or it's a, I guess, a magazine I would read whenever it would come across my timeline. I feel like it.
Yep, Soap Opera Digest was launched in 1975.
Wow. Okay. Never mind me then. I don't know why I thought the 90s was like the start of it. But yeah, it's been around for a long time. So it's a bit sad, but it's also like, not surprising, everything is online. This was bigger when social media was not a thing. So that's how I look
Yeah.
at it as, but definitely a bit sad.
Definitely. I mean, I've subscribed to Soap Opera Digest for years. I'll miss it. But I was always so late in getting it because their app was so inconsistent and when they would send it to their subscribers that I wound up getting everything off of Twitter
Yeah.
anyway. So it's like, and honestly, the way they've chosen to handle certain things within the daytime community, whether what they choose to talk about versus what they don't, as time has gone on, has kind of annoyed me. So I'm not really surprised, but it is sad because they are iconic. It's the last soap opera print magazine standing.
Yeah.
And I will say the rollout of this information has been very confusing because when the news announcement came down, they were very particular to say their print edition. So I just assumed that they were going to continue their digital issues and just stop printing weekly magazines. Nope, they have since clarified that they are not going to be doing weekly editions digitally or otherwise at all, except for whatever four issues they release throughout the year.
Yeah, I will definitely miss like the actors' interviews. I like those.
Hopefully those will continue on their website. I do know that the because in this week's issue they had an interview with Blake Barris as he's starting his new character on Days, and that interview did wind up on their website.
Okay, but will everyone be able to access the their website? I think I don't have a
I
problem, actually.
think so. I don't think it's geo-blocked, so I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure it would be.
I don't have a problem accessing their website. I think like a few years back, maybe. Maybe not. I don't remember. But I was gonna say something. I quickly forgot. But yeah, I was never able to like get their magazine, because that was like, it's obviously geo-blocked. Even when it became like you can get it through an app or something, never been able to. Like, people have sent them to me, or like I think I've got a link where I can see the like latest editions. But yeah, that's good. It's still on the website though, so you can read like interviews and stuff like that. I like those.
Yeah, I just don't. It's just going to be interesting to see what the release schedule is for all that content. Like,
Yeah.
are they going to still drop everything on Fridays as if it were the normal issue for the following week?
I
Will we
guess.
still get spoiler articles on, like, will we still like get the daily spoilers and stuff on the website? I'm going to be very interested to see how that goes. Like, spoilers get released to other outlets, so we're not going to be at a loss for spoilers. It's just going to be very interesting. But their last issue just so happened to be the November sweeps preview. So, was there anything in the days section of the November sweeps preview that interested you?
No.
Yeah, it did. It did kind of seem very mid, didn't it?
Yeah.
I will say I think I'm the most invested in the J. Nicole Sloan Eric baby thing.
Yeah, it's, I guess it's the only semi good, quote unquote, good story of the world. Like, it's the best of the worst. Does that make sense? Like, there's.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Like there's not really a ton of good options, but that's the best of the ones we have.
Yeah. And yeah, listen, the only thing I look forward to is the accident, because I love me some action on the soap. Like, not action, like fighting, but like drama, like something big happens, like a car explodes or someone goes.
And this is going to involve multiple people. And I will say, regardless of how you feel about Nicole's pregnancy, what have you, we've discussed that many times. But this actual story involving Eric and Sloan and Nicole and EJ has kind of had the most emotional weight to it of all the storylines that are currently playing. And it feels the soapiest of all of the stories kind of happening on Days right now.
Yeah, it's just like I don't feel much about it. I just kind of want it to end. I feel like EJ, Eric and Nicole are just dancing around their feelings, and it feels like they like the chase more than they
Yeah, which we can kind of discuss more of
yeah.
that as we get into their
But like,
topic for the week.
that's like the drama aspect of it, like the car accident is kind of the only thing I look forward to. I'm not particularly excited about them including what's their name? Dimitri, Leo, and Melinda in this,
It
because
feels weird.
like, I get it. Listen, Dimitri and Leo are schemers. But the optics of this story to me is bad.
Yeah,
And I'm not a
definitely.
fan from what I can read and what I've seen in the preview, I guess. Like, especially using Melinda in this and barely using her otherwise.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this story. Going forward, like, we haven't seen the rest, obviously. It's coming soon,
Yeah,
but
it's gonna start playing out in the next couple of weeks
yeah,
and
but like, just like the car accident, her giving birth, probably something I will enjoy, and that's about it. Like the everything else, Lord, I barely read the Teresa, Constantine, Xander, Alex stuff because I don't care. There's a let me see. Give me a moment. Okay, they're basically saying like they wanted a red herring at first for people to think it's Alex, but then it was Xander. And Tony, I told you so.
You did. Listen, you were right. I have to take the L on that because I was not sure that she could have pulled that off, and she did. So I have to hold my L on that because I was very adamant that if we were undoing it, that there was no way Teresa could be responsible for the lie. And I was wrong. I was wrong on all fronts,
You
and
all
I
heard
own
it
that.
here. Remember, I don't think we went back and forth about it, but I was convinced, and you are not. And now we see I was right. Got a glow, gloat a little.
Hey,
Let
we all have our moments. This is yours.
me see
Take
what
it
I.
or
What else is happening? Stefan and Gabby.
oh, God, we'll discuss that.
I
It,
am not a fan of this one. The optics
either
there.
are fucking terrible, and we will discuss that in a little bit.
I'm exhausted. This damn show. And let's see, Chad step. Oh Lord. There's not a lot to
Yeah.
look forward to, y'all. I'm
And
sorry.
I'm sure there's gonna be other stuff we enjoy, but the stuff they chose to highlight in the preview was not exactly
And they had like Evan
anything.
Harris in there, and so
Exactly. And I'm sorry, like nobody cares about Jason and Carly, the Salem version.
I care about Eva, I'm just not here for this coupling because she's boring. Like I said, I've said it many times. I want my villain Eva back. How is that hard? Like, okay, I don't really care for Clyde. He should have died. Like, well, who was it? Chad almost shot him, right?
Yeah, Chad and EJ together, they almost killed him. And my God, how I wish that bullet had killed him.
It should have. But if this, her working with Clyde leads to some type of her like being a villain again, bring it. But I
Listen,
still.
I'm going to manifest her working with Clyde, leading to Clyde's death. I will just be manifesting Clyde's death until I get it.
Please just let her like end up killing him or something like. To get rid of like she her not wanting to do this dirty business, and then like bam, she shoots him. But no, we can never get rid of fucking Clyde. Anyway, but yeah, there's not a lot to look forward to. I guess we'll see what happens.
And then to kind of end the news segment on a bit of a sad note, Tyler Christopher has passed away at the age of 50. He was the original Stefan DiMera on Days from 2018 to 2019. And I just wanted to take a moment and acknowledge his passing and send thoughts and prayers and love to his friends and family at this time. Do you have
Where,
anything? Do you have anything you want to add about Tyler Christopher before we move on?
yeah, I was very heartbroken about his passing. I'm sorry, I don't want to cry right now, but I was really rooting for him, and it just broke my heart hearing the news because you know he was struggling and he was trying, and it just oh, he had gone way too soon.
Way, way too soon.
My heart is with his family and especially his kids right now. So sad. So sad.
I just hope that he's finally found the piece he was looking for, you know?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Tyler.
Yes, rest in peace. Your talent will forever be missed.
Agreed.
And from that, we shall segue into our headlines. First one, Blake Barris debuts as a new character, Everett Lynch, the man who ghosted Stephanie. She confronts him about why he left as Chad seeks advice all over Salem about his commitment issues.
Y'all, if I hear her go say ghosted one more time, I'm gonna scream.
Listen, if we were to create a drinking game based on how many times she mentioned the word ghosted me, we would be drunk by like act two.
He ghosted me. Yeah, we get it. He ghosted
I
you.
will say
But I.
it is hilarious to me that they did a little Don Craig shout out when he said, like, I went to go mail something for you and I never came back.
Yeah,
Because
that was
that was
a.
how
Go ahead.
that was a hilarious touch.
That was definitely a wink wink moment. And yeah, I get it. Haha, very funny. Spend more time building the characters instead. But as for him, like, what was his name? Everett?
Everett Lynch.
Everett Lynch. I don't know if I buy it. But also, like, he
I
can.
100% don't fully buy this story. I have my own theory on where it's going.
Okay.
Because Ron is going to Ron. And we also know, thanks to the Day of Days promo, that he is also Jada's ex-husband.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm guessing, and we also know based on Blake Barris's Instagram post when he announced his return after that promo dropped, that Marlena is going to somehow be involved with this story. So Everett will be seeing a shrink.
Is he
So,
gonna lose his like mind?
oh, I think he's already lost his mind. I think we're getting DID, the male perspective.
Lord.
And that the time he was in a coma away from Stephanie is when his other personality will have been married to Jada. Be very interesting to see if Jada knows this man by the same name.
Yeah, if that happens, which is possible, rerun is gonna rerun.
Yeah, and he loves him a DID story, and he's never gotten the chance to tell one from the male perspective.
He has not.
No. Every character he's done DID with on all three soaps that he's been on
Have been
have
women.
been female. They've had male personalities. Well, Jessica did. I don't know if
What?
GH character did. Yeah, no, yeah, it got a little nuts, but he's never actually told it from the male perspective. And Blake Barris is an actor strong enough to tackle that kind of a story. So
Is.
I could see him wanting to do it. I don't necessarily need that story to be told.
So wait, we have. I'm tr just trying to think through which characters he had. Abby on Days,
Abby
Jessica.
on Days, Jessica on One Life to Live, and then Kate on General Hospital.
Okay. Yeah, I
Just
don't need to see it again. I know, just.
I don't really need to see it again either. But I feel like that's where we're
We're,
going is
yeah.
and
For
I'll
sure.
happily I will happily 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 be wrong, but I have this really really strange tendency to predict the off the wall shit this show does. I can't predict the mundane shit, but the off the wall shit, I get that right 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, and I apparently get like the small things right.
Yeah,
Not
so
that this, not that Teresa's scheme is small because
no,
she.
but like that's the more standard normal soapy stuff. So
Yeah.
that stuff you're keyed into, and I'm keyed into
Didn't I call like the baby switch? I mean, it's
You
technically
did.
not a complete baby
It's
switch.
not a full, it's not a complete baby switch because there's not a second baby involved that we know of.
Yeah.
But I think we both called that because I think we thought they were gonna run back the 2009 baby switch because I don't think we expected Sloan, I think we expected Sloan to miscarry.
I thought she was gonna rock the pillow baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like
And
a
then that.
pillow baby, a pillow bump, sorry, not a pillow baby, a pillow bump.
Yeah, no, I thought she was gonna be, I thought the same thing. I thought we were getting Pillow Baby 2.0, and then we didn't.
And then, like, she would maybe get someone, like, random teenage girl or whatever, have her, like, adopt her baby or and switch it with Nicole's. And bada bing, you get the Sydney baby switch with Grace.
Yep, exactly.
That's what I thought, but she miscarried and they're gonna have her give her Nicole's baby, and Nicole is gonna think hers is dead.
That's what it looks like, but we'll get there in a little bit. Pivoting back to this Everett story,
How do we get there? I don't know.
because
Anyway,
we're
that's typically us.
because that's our brand. That's what we do.
Yeah.
But
Oh,
oh God.
yeah. The thing is, I'm not completely mad at Stephanie. And she's whiny, so I'm like over it. But I get like I can see her point. She's playing house. She's like helping him raise the kids. They're living together. For her, the next step is marriage. But for him, he's not ready for it. And I can understand that as well. I personally don't think they're ready for marriage. But also, like a year or something is the standard whenever like a soap couple will get married before the true love returns from the dead or whatever. You know that soap staple.
Exactly. And honestly, it makes sense that Chad would be having a delayed reaction in the sense that he can think he's a lot further along in his grief than he is, while he and Stephanie are just surface dating, if you know what I mean. Like
Yeah.
they're each living their own separate lives, and they're dating, and it's going well, and you feel ready to take that next step. And then when you take that next step and she's actually in the house and you're sharing a life and you're sharing a bed and you're having all of these moments that you have with Abigail with somebody else, a lot of things are allowed to come up. So this is actually really great angst for them, and I don't mind it. My issue is that we were doing a bunch of dumb shit before this when this should have always been the story.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should have built this up better because I feel like Chad thinking about Abby has like happened once in a blue moon. It's not that
It's
I'm
been very
saying,
sporadic.
yeah, it's not that I'm saying like he doesn't love her still. It's just they have, it's very plotty and it's common for the show, but I'm kind of like I'm over it. Like if you're gonna do something like this, you need to build it up more so we can invest more. And I'm more of a Chad fan right now than I am a Stephanie fan. So I completely get why he doesn't want to get married, and I do get why she does. And I did like his conversation with Kate.
Yeah, his conversation with Kate and his conversation with
And
Nicole.
I think he hit the nail on the head there, that because she got ghosted by Everett, she kind of does not want that to happen again. And she, like, getting married to Chad is a way to, like, assure that not happening. I don't know how much sense that makes, but.
No, it does. She's afraid that because one guy abandoned her, that all guys will abandon her. So
Yeah.
she's like trying to speed to the point where she can put a ring on it, seal a commitment, and nail him down, which makes complete sense. But there's valid reasons why he's not quite
Yeah.
ready for that.
And personally, I don't give a fuck about them as a pairing. So, like, break up. Y'all are like, they're not a good fit. Like, y'all shouldn't be together,
I will
in my
say,
opinion.
I like the chemistry between Stephanie and Everett, though.
Yeah, I am. I am feeling them, although I don't think I should be enjoying Everett. I think he's up to something bad. So
I don't
yeah.
know if he actually is, or if that's just because we're so used to seeing Blake in the bad guy role that we're just kind of like projecting that onto him.
Possibly. I mean, I'm not sure what to make of him. I don't know if he's telling the truth. That's the thing. I'm not
Yeah, I
certain.
don't, I'm not certain. I'm not certain at all, to be honest. It sounds insane. It sounds just insane enough to be true.
Yeah. I mean, it could be true, but it sounds like he has rehearsed it, like he knows exactly what to say. That's how it comes off to me. And honestly, like I said, I enjoy Chad. Personally, I don't care about Stephanie right now, but
I'm also
Everett.
curious on the timeline of all of this, though. Because she's been in Salem 2 years. Jada's been in Salem 1 year, and he keeps saying years ago. So, like, at what
She's been
point?
in Salem 2 years?
Yeah, because she, I believe, hit Salem in August of 21. I would have to
No,
check.
no. She returned when everyone came back last year. That's when she showed up.
So maybe
No,
it's only
what
been
am
a
I saying?
year.
When everyone left, like when we had Ilani,
Okay, so they
Ben and
everybody
Chabi.
left. Let me see exactly, because I
That's
have.
when Jada and Stephanie entered the picture. Again, for Stephanie, obviously.
Okay, yeah, she started in August of 22, so it's been a year for Stephanie and a year for Jada, and they
Yeah.
keep mentioning years ago in reference. Well, she keeps mentioning years ago in reference to Everett. So, like, was this like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago? I'm confused.
How long did Everett say he was in a coma? I don't
Didn't
remember.
catch that either, but I know
Okay.
it's been a couple, it seems like it's been a couple of years since he disappeared on her, so I don't really know what the
Okay,
timeline
so
of all
when
this
has
is.
Jada said she was married to a guy?
Even that, Jada never was really specific. She just said she was married, he was very work oriented, and they didn't work out, but she never gave a timeline.
Okay, so basically, it could be, let's say, 5 years. And let's say your DID theory is true. So in those 5 years, he was supposedly in a coma. He could have been married to
Jada under a different name,
Jada.
yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
I'm gonna be very interested if she knows him as Everett Lynch or if she knows him by a different name. Because if she
Yeah.
knows him as Everett Lynch, then my DID theory is dead in the water. If she knows him by a different name, then my DID theory lives.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
But do we have anything else to add on this particular topic before we move into the next one?
Not really, let's go.
All right. EJ and Nicole and Eric and Sloan get married, even though Eric and Nicole cannot let go of each other. I actually really enjoyed this. Kind of, you could kind of like see the angst between Eric and Nicole building, and you could see that while they love the people that they're with, that there's going to be a piece of their heart that always belongs to them, to the
Yeah.
other, I should say.
The angst was very much there, and you could tell that. That is the only reason Eric married Sloane.
Yeah, it's because EJ and Nicole got married. And okay, it was hilarious to me that Marlena was officiating Eric and Sloane's wedding in the blazer that she wore to Eric and Nicole's wedding.
Yeah, burn the blazers. I'm sorry, but that blazer, it's one of my least favorite of hers, but I get the reference. I saw it on the timeline and I was like, oh yeah, that's the one. But the only thing I liked about it, the Joel wedding, was Nicole's wedding gown.
They
And
finally dressed her wedding appropriately while she's pregnant. The one time I expected them to miss, they hit.
Tony, I've been telling you, whenever a character, let's just put it this way,
Whenever a character is marrying the wrong person, they get the right wedding dress.
the wrong person, or like, then. Not supposed to be the one. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. Like, it's always somehow a hit with these wedding dresses. Or like, I don't know. Because we had the same thing with Gabby. Her wedding dress jubilee was her probably her best one since the one she wore to the wedding with Nick. Remember that one? That was a cute one.
Yes, that
I
was a
liked
good
that
one too.
personally.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I don't think I've liked her wedding dresses. I hated the one she wore to her wedding with Eli. It was not a wedding dress when she married Stefan. It was like a jumpsuit.
Oh God, and she was in that Eli wedding dress forever because she was arrested in that dress.
Yeah, and it was like a party dress. Like it's super cute. It's a super cute dress. To me, it's not a wedding dress. What else? Who else? She got a marriage. No,
See,
she.
Sierra's wedding when she was going to marry Theo when she had Amnesia, that dress was
I
so
personally
good.
loved it.
I loved that dress. Even though I loved her first wedding dress too, I loved that dress.
The first wedding dress that was too much happening. Way too much happening. The second one was more it was more laid back and like it focused more on her beauty. 'Cause she doesn't need all of that. There was so much on her for her first wedding. The second wedding they got it right. Same with Nicole. This is not her second wedding, but like this one, I was like, oh damn, finally something that looks good on her. 'Cause that first, or not first wedding, but you get what I'm saying. Like the last one
Yeah,
was
her
ugly
dress
as
went
fuck.
and basic as fuck. But this was basic and cute. And considering it was last minute, she's pregnant, it made sense for the story and the moment and was still appropriate.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I didn't care for the wedding because we got
Now,
that
can we pivot over to a wedding look that I did not enjoy?
Sloan's.
That pink satin bathrobe wedding dress?
Yeah, people, was it you that said like I expect her to like take that
Yes,
off?
I was so confused. Because I'm like, she comes in and I'm like, oh, she's wearing a robe so that she can do a big reveal. And then she's just standing there and Marlene is like, oh, don't you look pretty? And I'm like, wait, is that her wedding outfit? I'm so confused.
Yeah, we saw it in the promo, so I was like, not a fan. But the thing is, Sloane to me, maybe it's because how she was introduced, but like, I wish that he would have kept her as the not marrying type. But here we are, and they're marrying for plot points and for angst, obviously. And I did not enjoy either wedding. Especially not when Stefan and Gabby interrupted because it was just stupid. I'm so fucking over
Yeah.
those damn shares,
We're gonna
y'all.
get there in one quick second. I think weirdly, I enjoyed the Sloane Eric wedding more because I like that Roman and Marlena was there and Brady was there. That was great. And then I just honestly, I'll tell you what took me out of the EJ Nicole wedding. The Holly Johnny stuff took me the fuck out of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot about Holly. It's just I want to know what in Johnny that she likes because he's boring as fuck.
Like she finds him cute, he's older, whatever. I just it's just it's hitting an ick for me.
It same here. The
Because it's
way it's
giving
playing is making me feel less nervous because he like it comes across as like he sees her as a little sister.
oh yeah, it's definitely one-sided as hell. I never had any doubt to
I
that.
just don't want to going too far.
I just don't need Holly being the Sammy to Johnny's Austin.
Yeah.
Don't need it, don't want it.
Let's not go there, please. It's just I really like Holly is one character I'm really enjoying right now.
Yeah, Holly and Tate both.
Yeah, I like both. I'm definitely drawn more to Holly. I want her to give her mother hell because it's just fun that way. I need her to be messy. Give me some fucking mess on this damn show.
I think so because I'm this is segueing into the
Promo.
Day of Days promo again. We do know that she
Ends up in the hospital.
ends up in the hospital, and it doesn't look like she's a part of the accident that Nicole was in. So my guess is it's drug OD.
Possibly.
Especially since we know that Clyde is going to start running drugs to the restaurant. We already know she was
Oh,
smoking weed.
yeah, that's true.
So I'm just connecting dots here
That's
that
very much possible.
I feel like Holly is gonna be hell on heels. I feel it.
Yeah, I'm here for it. But yeah, the fantasy and like sh it was like 10-second fantasy, like whatever. I don't care. I'm also not getting why she. I guess he's cute. He has money, but like, whatever. He's
They
boring.
didn't really do anything to they didn't really do anything to show it because Johnny and Holly have never interacted. Like, even if we had seen a couple of scenes of like little Holly and Johnny interacting, where like you could kind of see that she's kind of had a, like kind of idolized him and it just
Yeah.
kind of matured into a crush, that would make sense.
Yeah. But her like trying to explain her away, like her having a crush on Johnny is giving her a stick. But like
Yeah.
then her like claiming it's her
Oh, her
having a crush
claiming
on
it's EJ.
EJ. I'm like,
Oh,
Lord.
Lord. And oh, yeah, it's just it's cringe, but not in an unwatchable way, if that
Yeah.
makes sense. Like, you can still watch it, but you're like cringing and hiding the entire time, but you're still mildly entertained. It's weird.
Yeah. I enjoy her.
Yeah, I enjoy her too, and I really enjoy Tate. And I know the last time we had a regular recap, we were all kind of like, no, or y'all were kind of like, no, on the Holly Tate thing, and I was kind of okay with it. Where do you stand now that both have aired for a little bit?
Same. Obviously, there's no blood ties, but it's just like I said, it feels too incestual. I know the right word, y'all. It's incestuous, but still, I don't know. I just don't. They have chemistry. I'm not gonna deny that. They definitely have chemistry, but and it still gives me like some type of ick. I need more teens on the show, like to level the characters out more. There needs
Yeah.
to be more for sure. That's how we still feel right now. Also, I do want to add before we move on, or maybe you have it in under news, or actually we're and
Honestly, we can talk about it here and just skip the another news segment altogether because everything kind of this week felt like everything was kind of a big headline. So if you just want to bring it up now.
yeah. Actually, this goes more into the next one. I was
Okay, so
gonna.
you want me to segue into the Gabby Steffen stuff and then you'll bring it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Gabby and Stefan's lust for power has them scheming against Lee. As Lee is getting treatment from Marlena to get over Gabby, Gabby and Stefan seeks Rolf help to fake her kidnapping and lure Lee into confessing. They then use that confession to get his shares. Lee vows revenge and a few hours later ends up dead. So, where do you wanna take this?
First off, them interrupting EJ and Nicole, or actually that is at the end, or kind of, no, never mind. So basically, Them scheming and dragging Lee into this was complete bullshit.
It's so gross. Like, Lee is getting point of view, getting shitted on, and getting dead all in the span of one Salem day in one airtime week. And it is so entirely gross because it is unnecessary that the lone Asian representation in the mail department that you have in Salem has to die to service the exit of Gabby. That does not make sense. That does not compute when Gabby is literally framing Kristen for abuse allegations. You can send her to jail for the thing she actually did rather than framing her for a murder she did not commit.
But this is right on the brand for this regime.
It's racist, it's gross, it's disgusting, it's icky. I don't like it. I felt so uncomfortable as this week was airing because I'm like, he's getting all this point of view. This is great. I know some people are over Lee and are happy that he's gone, but like if you actually look at the optics of this is fucking terrible. Because like the interesting storyline he had going on with him and Melinda disappeared. Disappeared, then randomly ended. We got an ex on-screen exposition dump of every off-screen moment that they had. Then he disappears again to randomly start having therapy because we didn't see the nightmares that precipitated him going to therapy. It all felt rushed and gross and wrong. And
minute
I
this started, the minute they threw him under the bus for Stefan and Gabby a year ago. It was a year ago, right?
Yeah, it was just about a year ago. Yeah, because they got married on New Year's Eve.
And it's, they can build on the character, but no, this is some racist bullshit that they pull instead. And it's like, you have a woman of color going to jail, most likely going to jail, because that's what it seemed like. Going to jail for the murder of the lone Asian man in Salem.
Ignoring the fact that sending
Sit on
Gabby to
that.
jail, and
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
I said, ignoring the fact that sending Gabby to jail for a crime she, well, no, she actually did commit the crime when she went to jail last time, was her exit the last time. So we're repeating it again. This is yet another woman of color who is going to prison when all of your white villains
Exactly.
get released or escape. Or, I mean, Vivian just got out on good behavior for kidnapping children, but Lonnie's still in prison. Gabby's about to join her. It's just, it's icky.
It's exhausting to watch, honestly, because this
I almost wish Gabby would have died.
yeah, but would they bring her back?
Probably. I mean, it is Salem. You die, you disappear for a year, and then you
True.
come back either with the same face or a new face, depending on if they manage to convince you to come back. But
But
this
like, I feel like that more so happens with white characters than like black characters or people of color. 'Cause like Haley died. They never, granted, we didn't know Haley for long, but they never were.
they never really gave her gave us the chance
Yeah.
to fully
So
in.
yeah, I can see what you're saying, 'cause in contrast to this, yeah, that would have probably
I mean,
been
if this
a
is how we're exiting her,
coma. How is coma so hard?
You literally, like, it just, oh, there were so many other things they could have done. And honestly, if they had sent Gabby to jail for something she actually did in the abuse allegations with Kristen, I would have been fine with that. Or if Kristen had framed her for whatever she goes to jail for, I would have been okay with that too. Still would have had the icky, still would have had the completely icky look to it, but you can at least like understand it because what she did was disgusting, and whatever Kristen wanted to do to get revenge, I would be 100% here for. But no, instead, you randomly decide to humiliate Lee to motivate him to vow revenge, and then 3 hours later, he's got a knife in his back and he's bleeding on the floor.
Yeah, it's
I,
just it's
it just it's just it's gross. It's just all around
very much
gross.
gross.
I felt so uncomfortable, and I was hoping
It's very
because
much, I know Dylan has talked about this. The stereotypical Asian villain trope is what they've used with Lee.
and I was hoping that because we got so much point of view from him in the fallout of the wedding, like I was hoping that because they didn't back him under the bus a year ago when everything came out, that they weren't actually going to do that.
Yeah, I'm just as usual disappointed, not surprised. But it just feels like it's just piling on, and I so was rooting for Lee, even if like I haven't been feeling the acting, though I really enjoyed Remington this week. There was a scene with Marlena.
Oh, those scenes were so good.
That is honestly, truly, one of my favorite Lee scenes because he was so good. And it's pissing me off that we're here now, that he's dead, because they have not given a fuck and even attempted to do anything to build him up. Apparently, according to a certain writer, they were fleshing him out with bringing Wendy on, but okay, where has he been half of the year? Look at the story or storytelling with Wendy. She has lost her whole personality, but sure, fleshing him out, good job, very
He
much
said,
so.
and that same writer, because I assume you mean Ron,
Yes.
said in I don't know
The
where he said it.
deadline interview, right?
I don't know if it was Deadline. I don't know if it was Soap Opera Digest.
There
I don't
was
know
one
where
that
he's.
came out just recently today, or yesterday, maybe, I don't know, that I'm quoting, and I think it was said his, I don't know if it was his death that is a
His
storyline
exit
that
and
came.
his, yeah, that's exactly where I was going. And like, no, it like you did not have to choose this route of a story. Lee did not have to die so that Gabby could exit when there is 100 different ways you could have exited her that didn't even involve him.
Yeah, Ron has shown many times he does not get it. He does not care. I'm so tired of him. Sorry, not a sorry. I want him gone, y'all. I've said it for the longest time. But back to the story, it's a terrible route to go down. This should not have happened at all. As far as Gabby and Stefan go, yes, they're morally corrupt completely. Yes, this is probably more in character for them. But no, Gabby as a mother, yes, I heard it. She was kind of feeling bad about it, so did Stefan. But was it this week with the abuse stuff? Yeah.
No, it was last week. We just didn't
Anyway, we
recap
haven't,
it.
yeah, I have to add that in because it like all ties together. It just never made sense for me that she would be okay with it. And granted, she did say she was not completely on board with it, but she still did it anyway. And I'm like, okay, side eye, bombastic side eye. Aside from that, I am not feeling Stephen Gabby at all. Like, they really deaded what made this ship work. And it's one thing I will say though, they feel like more Daenerys than the actual Daenerys in this family.
Yeah, and I will say I'm kind of interested to see where Stefan goes without Gabby, because we've never really seen that.
Yeah, we've seen the opposite. So I guess the thing is, if he's gonna keep searching for the truth, could there be a recast down the line?
For Gabby?
Yeah, if he's gonna, like the preview said, he's gonna search for the truth, and Gabby's exiting soon. So what, how long is that gonna last?
I do wonder if there's going to be a recast, and I've heard some potential rumors that I didn't exactly pay attention to, which we'll discuss off air. But I would not be surprised if a Gabby recast is coming.
Same. Honestly,
But
this whole storyline could have thrown it away. What the fuck?
oh, speaking of things that we could have thrown away, it's the only other thing in another news, so I'm just going to throw it here and then we can pivot to pay, praise or shade. What did we think of the Halloween
Listen, at first, yo, in the group
episode?
chat, I was like, oh, so this Halloween episode is like actually good. And Tony was like, no, it's terrible, it's the worst. I was like, man, what the fuck are you smoking? And then I get like halfway through. I was like, okay, Tony, you're right, first time ever. Like, usually Tony and I don't see eye to eye when it comes to days. The days she
Versus what's good versus what's bad.
exactly.
I have a lower impression bar, so to speak, so it doesn't take much to make me a Happy Days fan.
You know
So
what?
my version of good and her version of good never usually fall in sync.
Exactly. So I like always whenever she says Daisy is good, I'm like, wait, let me just go look. Like whenever she is like, oh, Days was good today, and or skip Monday watch. I usually don't skip. I just watch it on fast forward like times two and with captions on. So y'all, I never miss what's happening. Okay. Anyway, I'm always like, okay, let me go watch and see if Tony says, oh, Tuesday was good, but Monday was not. So, and usually it's like, Tony, what the fuck? That was not a good episode. But she was completely right about this one. And like, I saw the vision. I saw the potential because I like the idea of zombies running around the hospital. Well, what else was happening?
It was zombies running around the hospital. Then you had Chanel basically being the killer from Scream,
Oh,
which
yeah.
that was the most successful of it. And then you had the weird thing where Stephanie was trying to bring back Abigail using something from Emily and Gideon's diary, which, by the way, that was never actually in the diary. So you bastardizing iconic Stella history to make this happen already was the first thing to piss me off. Like, fuck you for that, number one.
Yeah.
Then you're going to try to tell a zombie story without actually showing us the zombies? Like, no, don't do that, because that just was terrible.
Yeah, halfway through, like the acting was not acting. I mean, it was a bit off
Like
altogether.
the actors deserve hazard pay, and I want those 37 minutes back.
Yeah, it halfway through I was like, ugh, okay, this is bad. I saw the vision. I saw the
And
potential. I have to admit, I saw the potential. I got what they were
because
aiming for.
and the A. Paulina Whitley thing was completely pointless.
Yeah, they were just standing there and talking, and she was like, but I did like seeing Kim Cole.
Oh
Kim
yeah,
Cole? Kim Cole.
seeing her back was great. And it also didn't help that, like, usually when you do the, I think I said this to you in the group chat, usually when you do these step out of story episodes, I want it to be so fantastical, so unbelievable, having absolutely nothing to do with whatever's currently airing, that it's kind of like an escape from our current reality for like however long the episode airs. And instead, it was basically a continuation of current story without letting us know that we were dreaming until everybody woke up at the end, and it was just one giant waste of time.
I did like that Paulina woke up, that Eric woke up, and Sloane woke up. I mean, it was Sloane that woke up as well. Who
Yeah, it was
else?
Holly, it was Sloane, it was Holly, and it was
That was an
Paulina, all
interesting
that.
thing. I like that. But yeah, I did, like I said, I did enjoy seeing Kim Coles again. But yeah, it just went like back and forth, like, you're not Paulina, you're Nurse Whitley. And then she looked down, she was like, oh my God. And that was basically it for them throughout the entire episode. And then we have no zombies, but a zombie infected hospital. And Abby was not even like, we didn't even see.
That's the other thing. Like, you, they should have gotten Marcy Miller back to play the demented zombie Abby.
They should have had like more spooky like element. It didn't feel spooky enough. Like the light should have gone. And I mean, they did have the flickering lights at the hospital, but like it should have been more moody, more dark, more like scary, mysterious, rather than what we got. Yeah, it was not their best special episode, and I know Ron loves them, and I'm usually like I like camp. Y'all know I like camp, but I also have like I there needs to be a balance. And Ron does not understand the word balance or good writing or bad optics. But yeah, the list is long. Okay. But usually I feel like the Halloween episodes are when like are fun,
This was not
campy
fun.
episodes, but this was terrible.
This was absolutely terrible. And
However,
if
I
y'all,
did like, oh my God, Raven Bowens.
yes, she was amazing, but not even
She
she could save it. But she was amazing. Like, if they wanted to make her like super crazy and a super villain, or like if she ever wanted to play a villain in a horror movie, I would be 100% down for that, because she could totally pull it off.
yeah, she was amazing. What else happened? That's about it on that episode and the whole week, basically.
That's about it for the whole week. So why don't we segue into our praise or shade segments? Are you praising or shading?
Lord, I don't know. I mean, do I want to be negative or positive?
Well, it depends. We kind of been a mixed bag of both in this whole episode, so you can know
Listen,
why
I'm
we're
gonna
praying.
praise Remington because that was a good scene with him at the hospital with Marlena. I don't remember the exact conversation, but I know they were talking about
Yeah,
Xiaoxing or
it was basically him
and his
linking
ex.
what, yeah, him telling Marlena what his father did to his ex-girlfriend as to why they broke up and
Yeah.
why he wanted to hold on to Gabby because he was
Yeah.
afraid that he would lose her and that
He
somebody would.
connected the dots and understand why he became so obsessive with Gabby because he wasn't able to control the situation with Xiaoxing. And yeah, he did such a good job with that scene. And I was
He really
super
did.
impressed. And I just wish they gave him and Lee a chance. But definitely the praise goes to him this week. Good job, Remington.
And I am going to praise Raven Bowens for being the bright spot in an absolutely abysmal episode of Days. When they took that mask off and it was her under the hood, under that hood, and she was the one who stabbed Holly, I was like, oh my God. And then like seeing her just be playing completely crazy and unhinged was just so much fun.
Yeah, she was so good.
Raven Bowens is amazing, so that is my praise.
Yeah, good one.
Do we have any final thoughts?
Not really.
Right, so we will see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.